Let us go to the Word of God today for another precious and wonderful thought from God's Word at Christmas time, that our hearts might be in tune in a special way, in a new way, with Jesus Christ at this Christmas season. In Luke, the first chapter, in verse 32, we find these words: "He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." Let's just think today upon the Son of God as the Son of the Highest. Now, exactly what does that mean? What does that involve? What was the Spirit of God saying to us in the Word of God? And he had to be saying something, because he declares that all Scripture has been given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good works. So God is saying something to us that will give us moral divine principles here. Now, the Son of the Highest, the word highest relates back to the Hebrew. It's a superlative word denoting the supreme God, the Most High God, or we have in Hebrew Elyon, which means elevation, lofty, uppermost, to ascend up, to excel, or to exalt. Now let's go to Psalm 18:13, and we find why that Jesus Christ is called the Son of the Highest. This lets us know the class of word in the Highest. In Psalm the 18th chapter and verse 13, we find these beautiful words: "The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Highest," the Supreme One, that is, the Supreme God, "gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire." Now, when God sent his beloved Son, God reached into the Highest of his word. Now it said, out of his mouth came his word that was like hailstones or coals of fire. Hailstones signify the cold breath of God, the humility aspect of his word. The fire, the coals of fire, signify the exaltation of God's word. So, beloved, when God went to beget his Son, he reached into the highest coals of fire from his word, and he reached into the depths of the cold of his hailstones or his word, and he put, you might say, ice and fire together. He put opposites together. And not only in his word, but we see Jesus Christ, beloved, put together in, you might say, a paradoxical form, are put together under the law of opposites. First of all, we see his humanity and his divinity. What a law of opposites. Then even in the word itself, there's the humility word, the cold hailstones, the ice of humility. There's the coals of fire, the exaltation. And Jesus Christ had this glory of the Word within him. He unveiled it upon the Mount of Transfiguration, and the Bible said his face shone with the glory of the Son, like unto the Son. And God pulled back the robe, the veil of humanity, and let Peter, James, and John have a glimpse of the only begotten Son of the Highest. Jesus was the only begotten Son of God, the Son of the Highest, or the Son that God reached into the Highest to obtain exalted coals of fire of his word and ice, hailstones, humility word, and put together. What a precious lesson. And also on that occasion, God unveiled the humility. The Bible said that his garments, his raiment, was white and glistening like snow. And so he unveiled that day in the secret place on the Mount of Transfiguration to these three special disciples his humility and his exaltation. Yes, he was indeed the Son of the Highest. And Mary said to the angel, she said, "Well, how can this be, seeing I know not a man?" When God had announced to her that she would become the mother of the Son of the Highest. And the angel said in so many words, no problem. The power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. If I send the word of the highest, that is the exalted word, the humility word, to come and enter into thee, the same power of that word, the same power of the highest, I'll send the highest of my spirit, the exaltation, the humility of it, to overshadow that word, that it might sanctify your human seed, that it might become meet and fit to be joined to the holy divine seed, exalted seed, humility seed of truth in the Word of God. So God, beloved, is the highest. He is the supreme one. He is the most high God. And the Bible says in Genesis there, Abraham knew him as the most high God, a beloved possessor of heaven and earth. And so there again, because he is most high with exalted word, coals of fire, he's possessor of heaven. As a hailstones, humility word, he's possessor of earth. So as the most high God, he's worthy of possessing our highest part of our beings and the lowest part of our beings. And he gave unto his son the same nature, beloved, because he was begotten out of the highest. And the Bible says in Psalms 87, verse 5, and of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. This is a prophetic scripture here, referring that when Jesus Christ comes again, beloved, that he'll be the highest. He'll be King of kings and Lord of lords, and he will establish Israel and Jerusalem and Zion once again in the earth. And he can do that because he was and is the Son of the highest. So when the children of Israel came and sang, when Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, they sang, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. But they did not know the song that they sang, because had they known it, they would not have forsaken him at Calvary's cross. They only thought they knew the exalted side. They thought when he came riding triumphantly into Jerusalem that he would take over the kingdom of Israel and they would be exalted. Beloved, we cannot know the coals of fire of his word if we're not willing to take the ice of humility, the hailstones of humility. Let us accept the exalted side, but first of all, let us accept the humility side. Then we can be true, and we will not forsake Jesus then when we are called upon to take a stand for humility, truth, with Jesus Christ at Calvary's cross. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your precious word that indeed is a lamp under our feet and a light unto our pathway. Lord, bless this word today. Bless it to every heart. May it be quickened. May it be enriched, Lord, within their souls by way of understanding on their part. Bless, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.